Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Scintilla Communication Podcast. In this podcast, we're going to be looking at nonverbal communication teaching to reveal work-life balance. Do you feel a little imbalanced? Feel like something is just out of whack? Well, this podcast will be good for anyone striving to find balance. Let's face it, life is hard. Balancing the things on a day-to-day basis can be a full-time job. We all must remain focused to be sure and balance three key areas of our life. The three areas I'm going to discuss here are your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. And just like life, your handwriting will display how you balance the three. Being totally healthy requires a balance in three key areas of your life. Let's start with the handwriting. All handwriting exists on some form of space or page. How we use this space gives an idea of how we fill our lives. When we are balanced, we are in harmony with our actions and our environment. Our handwriting represents these three areas and is referred to in graphology as zones. When you think of zones, think of a tree and its structure. It has roots, a trunk, and leaves. Each of these lives and grows off one another, balancing the natural growth of the tree. And just like the tree, a person's handwriting balances body, or the trunk, thinking, which is the leaves, and emotion, which are the roots. There needs to be balance in the handwriting in order for the person to be completely whole. There is no zone that is either good or bad. One is not more important than the other, but from a graphological point of view, it tells a lot about a person. In the foundation of the personality, the three zones interact with one another in order to function as a whole. There is a fourth dimension. The earth is where the tree gets its solid foundation. In order to see the foundation of handwriting, we look to what is called the baseline, or the earth. The earth is sometimes smooth, sometimes rigid, sometimes rocky. The baseline in our handwriting is the same as the earth. The baseline gives control to our writing, letting us know where to start and stop our writing strokes. It is the imaginary line drawn below the letters in our writing. Personal maturity in our handwriting stems from our ability to balance the three zones, using our baseline as a foundation. When you achieve zonal balance, you show stability at the most basic level, as well as involvement and initiative. You will find yourself able to get along with others, express yourself, and accomplish your goals. Your baseline gives the driving force in your handwriting. It calls the attention to all areas of your life. Overdevelopment in any zone occurs at the expense of the others. Handwriting analysis is a great way to determine zone dominance in most people's handwriting. It gives clues to where the majority of their time and energy is spent. Is their upper zone dominant? You'll find these personalities are thinking types. Is their middle zone large at the expense of the other two? These personality types are involved in the physical, everyday realm of life. How about the lower zone? When this zone dominates, these personality types are materialistic and tend to live for instinctual drives such as money, sex, and power. When evaluating the three zones, don't forget about the baseline or the fourth dimension. It is very important and gives a clear indication of a person's balance. It is the key to being able to find balance. Practice this by looking at handwriting over the next few weeks, and you'll be surprised how many imbalanced people you know. This has been Mark Taylor for Scintilla Communication Podcast.